Welcome back to our continuing study in Systematic Theology 2. I'm Dr. John Cook. Today we are carrying on with lesson number 23 in this series. We will deal with finding the will of God.
We now join in progress part 1 of 8 in our study.
So turn in your Bible to Romans chapter 12, and let's read verses 1 and 2 to begin with. The scripture says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What we find in this scripture is God beseeching every believer to present that which God has bought with a price, with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our bodies were bought to glorify God. And in order for us to glorify God, we cannot be the servants of men, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 23 tells us. God uses the word beseech. This is a word that indicates pleading. This pleading is based on the mercies of God, mercies which we have experienced by God saving our souls from death, hell, and the grave, from delivering us from the bondage of our sins into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. What God wants from us is that we present our bodies a living sacrifice. Now think about that for a minute. If we present our bodies a living sacrifice, it would be like a Jew presenting a lamb in the Old Testament as a burnt sacrifice. But in this case, God wants our bodies to be given to God for God to use as he sees fit. We place it upon the altar that we will live for God. God's not asking us to die for him right now, but to live for him. Only by doing this, only by placing our bodies upon the altar as a living sacrifice, can we truly find the will of God in our lives. Listen to what Romans 12 and verse 2 says. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So God calls on us to be not conformed to this world. This world that seeks to keep us in captivity to sin. This world that desires to prevent us from living for the Savior. We are not to be conformed to this world. We are not to dress like it, talk like it, act like it, or think like it. That's the negative side of separation for us as believers. On the positive side, we are told that we are to be transformed. That's changed. By the renewing of our minds, God wants us to live in the salvation that is ours. God has saved us from this world and its sin, and desires that we live like God saved us from it. We cannot live like God wants us to if we do not live with renewed minds. In fact, this renewed mind is exactly what we need if we're going to obey Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Look at it. You see that it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The Lord had every right to claim his deity, but for our sakes, he made himself of no reputation. He took upon himself the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of man, And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This is certainly a different mind from that which we find in this world. This world seeks to exalt itself, saying, be proud of yourself, exalt yourself, push yourself out front, all the while promoting the importance of self-image and self-love. But Jesus, our Savior, and the one we're supposed to follow, humbled himself, took upon himself the form of a servant, a man, yielded himself to die upon the cross. If we're going to know and do the will of God in our lives, it is only going to be possible if we are willing to die to self and live to God. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. That's present tense. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. That's today. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That's today. And the life which I now live today in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Any life that I have today is in Christ. In fact, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 3 says, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. So far from Christ being number one in my life, he is my life. Such a mind as this. Romans 6 and verse 11 tells us, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the transformed mind, the mind that reckons itself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God. Such a mind changes not only our thinking, but our acting, our doing as well. This renewed mind enables us to know the will of God in our lives. We can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Not just know it, but prove it. Then we can obey Colossians 3:15, which says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. God's peace in our hearts comes through the mind of the Lord Jesus in us, a transformed mind. We must have a transformed mind. This word transformed is defined as changed in form and external appearance. Only God, through his word, can accomplish this work. And this is certainly not a work of the flesh or of this world. God does this through his word. In 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 to 6, the scripture says, for the weapons of our warfare are not a carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. This deals with that which goes on in our minds, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. This deals with our pride, our lack of humility, our pride in what we know or think we know, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That means making every thought obey Christ. With Paul, we can cry, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.